each with its own unique meaning and evolution.
Okay. Give me another example, like something that really shows how he uses these symbols to like
Okay.
create meaning.
All right. How about the power Darstellum? Initially, he represented power as a simple hammer.
Okay, a hammer, yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward, right? A tool for brute force.
Yeah, hammering things into submission, getting things done.
Exactly. But then Cator started thinking about the more subtle ways that power operates,
Okay.
the ways that it can be manipulative and even seductive.
Okay.
So the hammer evolved into a fishhook.
A fish hook.
A fishhook.
Okay, now that's interesting.
Right. It's not about brute force anymore. It's about enticement,
Okay.
about luring someone in. Think about how a fish is drawn to the bait,
Right.
unaware of the hook that lies hidden beneath.
Wow, that's a really powerful image.
It is.
It makes you think about all the ways we're manipulated by forces we don't even see,
Right.
all those subtle hooks that are pulling us in different directions.
And that's precisely what Cator's trying to do, is to make us aware of those invisible forces,
Okay.
to expose the hidden mechanisms of power that operate in our lives.
So it's not just about the symbols themselves, it's about how they
How they interact.
interact with each other. Yeah, how they create these webs of meaning
These webs of
that
meaning.
we have
How,
to untangle.
yeah, you gotta entangle them.
It's making me think about all those times in my life when I've felt like I was being pulled in different directions, not really in control of my own destiny.
Right. And remember what we talked about earlier. You know how those arrows can represent those forces,
Right.
those invisible hands that are guiding us, whether we realize it or not.
Right.
But Cator isn't just pointing fingers.
Right.
He's offering us a way to see those forces,
Yeah.
to understand how they work, and ultimately to break free from their grip.
So it's not about rejecting power altogether.
Right.
It's about reclaiming our own
Our own agency.
agency. Yeah, our ability
To choose our own
to choose
paths.
our own paths, right?
Exactly. And that's where the idea of the empty center becomes so important.
Okay.
You know, Cator is creating a space for us, the viewers,
Right.
to step into it, to engage with these ideas, and to come to our own conclusions. He's not dictating answers. He's inviting us to participate in the conversation, to become co-creators of meaning.
And I think that's what makes Cator's work so relevant today.
Yeah.
You know, we live in a world where we're constantly bombarded with information,
Information overload.
with messages, with those invisible arrows trying to steer us in one direction or another. And
Exacto.
Cator is giving us the tools to navigate that landscape, to
Yes.
see through the illusion,
See through the illusion
and
through.
to find our own way.
And he's doing it in a way that's both intellectually stimulating
Right.
and visually stunning.
Right.
He's not afraid to experiment with different media to push the boundaries of what art can be.
Right.
You know, he's incorporating video sound, even interactive elements, into his installations.
It's like he's creating these immersive experiences
He
where
is.
you're not just looking at art,
Well, yeah.
stepping into it, you're feeling it, you're becoming a part of it.
And that's where the true power of his work lies. It's not just about aesthetics.
Right.
It's about engagement, about provoking thought, about challenging our perceptions of the world and ourselves.
Wow, I have to say, this whole conversation has been a real revelation.
It
I
has.
feel like I'm seeing the world with new eyes.
Yeah.
Like I'm finally waking up to all those arrows that have been guiding me for better or for worse.
And hopefully you're starting to see those arrows not just as constraints,
Right.
but as opportunities,
Okay.
as signposts pointing you towards new possibilities, new ways of thinking and being.
That's a great way to put it. Cator's work is a reminder that we all have the power to choose our own paths,
Yes.
to break free from the limitations that are holding us back, and to create our own meaning in this world.
Well said, and I think that's a perfect note to end on.
Thank you for taking us on this deep dive into the world of Hannes Cator.
My pleasure.
It's been a truly illuminating journey.
It has.
And to all of you listening out there, remember to keep questioning, keep exploring, and never stop looking for those arrows that are pointing you towards your own unique path.